Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is James Ivaskovich, CEO of Yanguera Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is YAN. And they are a Calgary-based junior oil and gas company. Thanks for joining us today, James.
You're welcome.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk about the deal with Athabasca for the for the 50 million shares.
Athabasca is a private company that was formed earlier this year with the express purpose of drilling up some of Yanguera's promising properties. Due to the financial constraints that Yanguera has been experiencing because of high cost of borrowing and an excessive amount of debt, Yanguera was unable to raise the money themselves. So Athabasca came in and drilled up a couple of our properties. They had very good success, proved up a couple of very prospective zones of interest in northern Alberta. Those wells have been tied into Yanguera-owned facilities and currently producing a couple of million cubic feet a day of production.
Well, good. And, yeah, you also recently released your Q3 results as well as operations update. Can you give us some of the highlights of that?
Yes. The Q3 results are obviously before the Athabasca merger.
Right.
And they reflect very reduced income and very reduced profitability from the previous third quarter from the previous year, 2008, and essentially represent a transition for Yanguera Resources to this extent. Yanguera has been involved in restructuring. And what that entailed was a shares for debt with a bunch of the unsecured creditors. In addition, we managed to convince our second secured lender or mezzanine lender to convert their debt. And all of these folks converted at 15 cents a share, which in context of the market, which is currently 3 cents, was very advantageous for the shareholders, the existing shareholders of Yanguera. So that third quarter represents a transition. So we've used it to hopefully get ahead of all of the bad news, primarily a reflection of the market in general and the natural gas market specifically, which has experienced significantly lower revenues due to the washout in natural gas.
Definitely. So, yeah, continue to talk about some of those trends as far as oil and natural gas and how well-positioned Yanguera is to capitalize on them.
Well, what we're seeing is that natural gas has had an incredible reduction in price. This time last year, we were $7 or $8 in MCF, and right now we're talking about $4.50 in MCF on AECO, which is the Canadian equivalent, if you will, of NYMEX, and that's the price that we receive. So we've had a significant reduction, and today's price is, of course, even quite a bit higher than what we were experiencing over the last 6 or 8 months. So we've given up a lot of income because of the low prices. But at the same time, the offset of that is that the cost of doing business has come down by quite a wide margin. And so we think that we're in a situation where we can get back to making money because we think the price of the natural gas is going to get ahead of the costs. And I take you back to the where I alluded to prices last year, even though they were quite high, our costs were so high that it was very difficult for us to make money. So we've gone through a very painful but necessary realignment of costs for drilling natural gas property.
Good. And so what would you say makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
There's two main features to Yanguera that not a lot of companies our size have. First of all, we have infrastructure. We have three main areas all in the province of Alberta. Three main areas in the province, starting at the south with a property called Medicine Hat, which is a shallow gas, tight gas reservoir. We have a lot of land, 100 sections of land, and we have facilities. Then we go on up into central Alberta, and we're still into tight gas, but quite a bit deeper, so a lot more gas in place just because of the depth. You have 10,000 feet of overburden instead of 2,000 feet of overburden that we have in Medicine Hat, so your pressures are a lot higher, therefore there's a lot more gas in place. We do also have some oil potential in that area. The key thing is with the central Alberta area, again, is that we have our own infrastructure. And then when you get on into northern Alberta, we have another field. This time it's shallow gas, but it's not tight. So the wells are quite a lot more prolific. But the important part is, again, that we have our own facilities. So that's part one. Part two that makes this story have a lot of potential is our access to resource plays. Now, again, starting in southern Alberta, the Medicine Hat area, tight gas, big land position, 2 or 3 BCF of gas per section in place, and we have the opportunity to turn this into a real nice resource play once natural gas prices start moving up. In central Alberta, we've got significant land position again. Colorado shales are just starting to hit the news. In our area in central Alberta, the Colorado shale is meters thick. Very good pressures, gas charged throughout. And we also have some other zones in the area that lend themselves to horizontal drilling. We've got a very nice Cardium play developing, which has become very attractive in Alberta. It's an oil play. And we have a Glauconite play that is natural gas, but very liquids rich. And you're running in this particular area anywhere from 40 to 60 barrels of natural gas liquids per million cubic feet of gas. So very exciting area in terms of resource plays.
Definitely a good answer. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, James, as well as that of some of the key management team at Yanguera Resources.
I've been in the oil industry for 30 years, spent my formative years in the field. My skill set has always been operations. So for 20 years I ran operations in eastern Alberta and western Saskatchewan for one of the large majors. And for the past 10 years, I have been working with smaller companies like Yanguera doing the administrative and overseeing type role. The rest of our folks are the normal people that you need, engineers, geologists, all of the administrative people. So we are full service, if you will, E&P company. We start from the land purchasing, where we go out and buy land at Crown, or we do deals with independent owners, of which there's not a lot here in Calgary, in Alberta. Then we work up the play. We physically go out and drill it. And to the extent that we don't have facilities, we're blessed with the ability in-house to tie these things in and get them on stream.
Good. And so, what are some of the other goals and objectives that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, with this financial meltdown that we've all endured for the past 18 months, it's really brought the realization to our group that first and foremost, we have to strengthen our balance sheet. We made some moves 2 or 3 years ago that put us in a position that things had to continue to go well for us to remain profitable, although we did remain profitable throughout. So
yeah.
we took that step, and we had to step back quite a bit because of the financial burdens that we had. So now our focus has been, one, clean up the balance sheet, and what we've been doing over the last couple of months has really reinforced that part of our strategy. We've taken our gross debt from something in the order of $14 million down to something less than $7 million. So that's partially behind us. We're still working on strategies to continue to strengthen the balance sheet. And then we will be focused on the resource plays because horizontal drilling and fracturing has been a game changer. The industry for natural gas has changed in North America. No getting around it. We are going to have a price regime for the sale of natural gas that's going to be less than it was over the past 5 or 10 years. In order to adapt to that, we need to move to resource plays that give us a lot more bang for our buck.
Good. And so in terms of the financial community, do you believe that the company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I don't believe Yanguera is understood at all at this point. We've been under financial duress for a couple of years, and it's going to take some time for that to be for the new story to get out.
So, what do you think is missing from your investment story that if investors did understand would result in a higher valuation of your stock price?
I think it's just a reflection of time. We've made the moves necessary to strengthen the balance sheet. That's been the knock against the stock. We can talk about it a lot, but in reality, all we need to do is start putting out quarters that show that we have in fact dealt with debt, and that profitability is on an uptrend. Couple that together with work on the resource plays that shows that you not only have the resource in place, which is not in question, but also demonstrate that the company can bring these reserves on stream at a good price in a repeatable fashion that builds shareholder value.
Great. And so once again joining us today is James Ivaskiewicz, CEO of Yanguera Resources, which trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol is YAN, currently trading at 3 cents a share. So before we conclude, James, just to rehash, what do you think are some of the key reasons that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Number one, the fact that we've taken the measures necessary to strengthen the balance sheet. And number two, that we have access to our own facilities. We're not beholden to others to process our petroleum products. And number three, that we have resource potential.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thanks for having me.